Hi, my name is Ethan Langston. I'm one of the Crossland Elementary School counselors, and I asked the fifth grade students to submit any questions they have about middle school, and I compiled them, put a little presentation together here for the students and trying to get some answers for their questions. So we're going to get started here. They've got a lot of questions about a lot of different topics, mostly about where they're going to be going. And what school is going to kind of look like with homework and electives, as well as some interesting social lifestyle kind of questions. So we're going to get right into it. A lot of questions right off the bat about lockers. Are we going to get lockers? Will we have lockers? Are there lockers? Why no lockers? How can I carry so much stuff around with one backpack? Do we get to use lockers when we were in eighth grade? What would I do if I forgot my locker combination or even how they work with their locks? Here's the answer. You're not going to have to worry about lockers next year. You're not going to have lockers next year. You'll be able to carry around all of that stuff in your backpack because you're going to have to carry around all of that stuff in your backpack. And you'll figure it out as you go. Some questions about where am I going? How will I find the way around the school? How will we find our way to class and other places? Will I be able to find my classes on the first week? How will I find my classroom? What happens if we get lost and late for class? Will our classes be far apart? Where are all the sixth grade classrooms? I feel like I don't know what's going to happen with like the periods and stuff, and if I'm late. I reached out to our middle school counselors. They said that during the first week of school, teachers and staff will be at all the entrances and in the hallways to direct students to their classrooms. This is going to happen as you're coming into school, as well as during class transitions. Each student will have a classroom schedule, and staff members will also have access to a list of home rooms to help facilitate room location upon arrival. They have not received instructions yet as to when the students are going to get their schedules. Still, some more questions about where we're going. Are we going to be shown the middle school so we know where things are? When are we going to have our virtual tour? When are we taking the virtual tour of the middle school? When is the virtual tour of the school and classes? Reached out to the counselors. They said that they've not been notified if incoming sixth grade students will be touring the building prior to starting school next year or if the tour will be virtual. Questions about homework. How much homework will we have? Same amount or a lot more? How much work do we have? How much homework do we have in middle school? Is there lots of homework? All right. I'm not sure exactly how much homework you're going to have, if it's going to be the same or less or more. But the homework has always been assigned as the teacher feels like you need it. Okay, so if the teacher feels like you need some more homework one week, you're going to have more homework one week versus another week. Okay, it probably will feel like a lot of homework at first because you're going to a big change, new school, new teachers, new schedule, all of that. So it's going to feel a little overwhelming at first, and that's okay. Everyone's going to be feeling a little overwhelmed at first. But your teachers will be there to help you so you get it. Okay. Do you have a free period to study or something? I asked the counselors about schedules and things like that. There's not a free period, as there is nothing free in life. Question about if I get put into an advanced class and I don't get it, will I get kicked out? Your teachers are there to help teach you and to help make sure that you do get it, okay? So if you're having any questions, reach out to them and ask them about that. Do you have to do all that choosing your elective stuff if you're not going there? No, if you're not going to Collierville Middle or West Carville, you do not have to worry about choosing electives for those schools. You just have to worry about choosing whatever schedule or filling out whatever forms you have to do for the school you are going to. I wonder how complicated choosing electives will be. I don't know if some classes may intersect with each other and I won't be able to choose the classes I want. Pick the one you want, and the intersecting and mapping and all that kind of stuff will just take care of itself. Can you change your elective after a year or two? Yes, I believe you change electives each year. How do you submit what electives you want? You turn in the sheet to the middle school, which I honestly hope you've already done that by now. Some more questions about electives. How many electives do we have to do? As many as are required. Here's a growth mindset for you. How many electives do I get to do? Again, as many as are required, but I believe you have two elective periods, and some elective schedules you'll only have the one elective, and some you may have two, depending on which ones you chose. I don't know what elective to pick. I said, go with your heart. Whatever you think is interesting, what you enjoy doing or would like to learn more about should be the elective that you picked. How many classes will we have? We have six periods: math, science, social studies, as well as language arts, and you'll have two periods for your electives. Do we have to do all the electives? No, you wouldn't have enough time to do all the electives. How many days of PE do we have to do? You only have PE if you choose PE. Well, we have lamps. Well, not like you do in elementary school. Your elective class is kind of like your lamp class. How many minutes or hours are in a class period? About an hour, maybe a little less with some transition time in there, but you'll figure that out once you get your schedule. I'll get some more questions about electives. In seventh or eighth grade, will there be more elective choices? Yes, you'll have more elective choices as you get older. If we get in the wrong class, what will we do? Your teachers will take care of you, okay? If you get in the wrong class, they'll make sure they take care of you. If I don't understand or I'm not good at the electives, will I be kicked out? Your elective teacher is there to make sure that you understand what's going on. They are there to teach you so that you understand the material. You're not going to be kicked out. I don't get the electives and the switching classes. You will move to a different classroom for each subject. So if you start in room 101 for math, you'd move to a different room for your next science class, okay? Talking about some social stuff. First question, is it fun or bad? So middle school is what you want it middle school to be. If you go in with the idea that it's going to be kind of interesting or kind of fun, then that's what it'll end up being. If you go in thinking it's going to be awful, then that's probably what it's going to be. Somebody wrote, I feel it is going to be good because you meet new people and do more stuff. Then sometimes you get nervous in more classes and work. See, there's going to be fun stuff and hard stuff, but you've got this. Will there be bullying in middle school? Will I get bullied? There is bullying everywhere, okay? In elementary school, middle school, high school, yeah, there's bullying everywhere. But your teachers, your counselors, your principals, they're there to help you if you see somebody getting bullied or if you're getting bullied. Make sure that you report it to the adults in the school building. Let them know so they can help you out with that stuff. Is middle school scary? It may be scary the first day or week, but you'll get the hang of it. Should I be nervous about going to middle school? It's okay to feel nervous, but you don't have to feel nervous. I have a feeling that most of y'all will be feeling a little nervous that first week or so. Also, what happens if you get dress coded? Your teachers will go over the procedures of dress code with you that first week, I'm sure, but there is a dress code, I believe, listed on their website. Will there be monthly math competitions? Reached out to the middle school counselors and they said they don't know the status of their extracurricular clubs and organizations for next year. Prior to COVID, there were math clubs that competed, so they're hopeful that those clubs will be able to meet again next year. Why do I have so many questions? This is okay to have a lot of questions. This is a big deal. This is a big change. Everyone has questions when we have to deal with a big change like this in your life. It's okay. How will middle school affect my way of life? Honestly, I don't know how it will affect your way of life, but it'll probably be awesomer because you're going to do all kinds of fun stuff. Do I have to go to middle school? Yes, you do have to go to sixth grade. We don't have sixth grade here in elementary school, so you're going to have to go somewhere for sixth grade. How big are the eighth graders? They're giants. Well, no, not really giants, but they will feel like giants when you first get there. Keep your head down, try to figure out where your classes are at first. You start getting more comfortable, the eighth graders won't seem nearly as big or scary. Lots of questions about lunch. Will we have to eat in a place with a lot of people? How long is our lunch break? Can you eat like a little snack in the hallway while you're switching classes? During lunch, will we sit outside or inside? Is the food good? Do you eat with your class or can you eat with people out of your class? Reached out to the middle school counselors. They said that sixth grade students eat during fifth period, which is typically with their homeroom class. And this year, due to COVID, students ate in their classroom and watched a movie. Sounds a little bit like our elementary kiddos. Students getting a lunch from the cafeteria walked down to the cafeteria following the COVID protocols to pick up their lunch and then return to the classroom to eat their lunch. Prior to COVID, though, students ate with their classroom in the cafeteria, were not allowed to sit at other tables. They have not received any directions regarding what lunch is going to look like next year. along with all the other schools. We're just going to have to see what COVID is looking like as far as making that those kind of decisions. Some questions about the staff. Are the teachers at the middle school nice? Are the teachers as nice as Crosswind? Yes, the teachers at middle school are nice. They're just as nice as your Crosswind teachers. Your teachers are going to be even nicer the more you are doing your work and following the rules, okay? So keep that in mind as well. Do we have a lot of fun counselors like you? Are the counselors as funny and cool as you? You'll have a grade level counselor who's just as fun as me, but knows way more stuff about middle school, so don't worry about that. But I am kind of cool, so good luck. Sports questions. Okay, lots of sports questions. I have their website link down here at the bottom. If you have more questions, there's lots of information on their websites. It says, will there be a softball team? Yes, there's a softball team. Is the baseball and softball, or is the baseball and football team any good? They'll be better if you try out, so give it a shot. Do they have recess? I don't think that they have recess in middle school. What grades do you have to play basketball? That's probably up to the coach, but you better start studying. Make sure you keep your grades up. Well, I have a few questions on how to get into a sport like track. Start running some now and introduce yourself to the coach next year when you get there. And that'll be a good way to get started into track. We had some questions about COVID, specific questions about COVID. Will there be more people in the classroom? I said probably, but this will depend on COVID. Okay, these are very fluid kind of questions and all those other fun, buzzwordy, unprecedented things that we've been saying all this time. But most likely there will be more people in the classroom next year compared to how many kids we've have in our classrooms here this year in elementary school. How many days of school will there be? 180 days every year. Will we be virtual? Probably not going to start out virtual, though that certainly is dependent on how COVID is looking at that time. When we are in middle school, do we walk freely to the next class, 6 feet apart, of course, or do the people who are going to the same class for that period line up and then go over there? I reached out to the counselors. They said that sixth grade students switch classes throughout the day and walk independently to their classes. You shouldn't be walking in a line or anything like that. When the bell rings, you just get up and go to your next class. We still have to wear face masks. I certainly hope we don't have to. I miss seeing everybody's smiles. But this will absolutely depend on COVID, and that'll be a decision that Carville Schools has to make. Will I get to sit wherever I want in the classes? You have not been able to sit wherever you want in classes before COVID or now during COVID or certainly after COVID. Your behavior is always determined where you sit in a class. So if you're talking too much to somebody in the classroom, your teacher, whether in elementary school, middle, or high, was going to move you away from that person. So keep that in mind. If you have any other questions, you certainly feel free to reach out to me. Again, my name is Ethan Langston. I'm the counselor, one of the counselors here at Crossland Elementary. Feel free to reach out to the counselors over at West Carville Middle. They'll have lots of answers as well. And I appreciate y'all listening. Thanks.